Today is the 18th of October. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So currently, as I am speaking to you, I am also doing an Instagram live and I am showing my audience how I record my podcast. It's kind of cool and it's kind of nerve-wracking at the same time, just because I know people are watching me. And so I know all eyes are kind of on me at the moment, but this is actually really cool. I think I'm going to do this more often. But with all that said, guys, we're going to continue in our line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Psalms 34, verse 21. And it says this: evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned. And so, Father, thank you for making clean and whole by the purifying work of your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be righteous. Help us develop a revulsion for what is sinful and evil. Use us to help someone caught in the evil one's work to find deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if this is your first time here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on this day. And Heart of Worship is just that. We are using worship to return our hearts back to God. And so family, wherever you are right now, whatever you are doing in this moment, will you begin to take the time to thank him? Begin to take the time to say, Lord, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm all for you. And for the next 10 to 12 minutes, it's me and you time. Just begin to cry out, Yahweh. 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 Oh. The Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. And crown him Lord of all. This is the moment that we cherish. This is the moment that we love. Just being able to spend time in his presence, just being able to spend time knowing how much he loves us, knowing how much he cares about us. And crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the Lord, your diadem, and crown him Lord, and crown him, yeah, yes, Lord, and crown him,
yeah.
Crown him, Lord.
Oh Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, our song shall arise to thee. Oh, we cry holy, we cry holy, Lord, for you are merciful. And you are mighty Lord, you are God in three persons.
Yeah.
Blessed Trinity.
Everybody, wherever you are, lift your voice and cry how holy he is. Sing how holy he is.
Yeah. Lord God Almighty, for it was early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Oh, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord, you are merciful and mighty. You are God in three. Oh, Lord, blessed Trinity. You were God in three persons. Blessed Trinity.
Yeah. Mindiribu shaka tarabasi indiribu shat. Indiride shantarabasi kitiribu shat. Mandaraba senderibo shandaraba seketeribo shanda. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh. He has shown you, O men, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. He has shown you, O men, what is good. And you know, I said at the beginning of the week, there is nothing in the Bible that God has written that he has not demonstrated himself. There is nothing in the Bible that is written that God the Father has not demonstrated himself. He has demonstrated how to be humble. He has demonstrated how to love. He has demonstrated how to act justly. He has given us examples. He is the example. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the God of our salvation. And there is nothing that he instructs us to do that he already himself can't do or hasn't done. When he asks us to forgive, he forgives. He forgives us every day. He loves us every day. With all our flaws and with all our faults. Yeah.
Come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens onto you I will.
Yeah. Let your living waters flow over. Let it flow, let it flow.
Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens onto you I hold. Father, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Lord, we cry on your Spirit. Have your way right now.
Yeah.
Father, 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 Father. Oh, I cry on the name of Jesus. I call on the name of Jesus. Your name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spirit, Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy, 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 holy Spirit. Oh, praises do I stand in awe of you. Yeah. Oh, praises do I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Oh, praise is due to you, God. I stand in awe of you, you, you.
Yeah.
And in awe of you,
yeah.
I stand in awe of you. In awe of you.
Lord, I stand in awe of your wonder, in awe of your love, in awe of your presence. I just want to be here. I just want to stay here. Heavenly Father, more and more we come to understand what the Lord Jesus meant when he said that he is one with the Father and prayed that his disciples may be one. We see that love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and Son emanate the same powerful love, so we too are to have the same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. And Lord, we pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in unity of the Spirit more and more in love, not compromising truth, but showing a genuine concern for one another. We pray that individually and collectively we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage and edify one another, seeking to be of the same mind and having the same godly love for each other. We pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind, regard the needs of others as more important than our own. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who died for us all. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, welcome once again to the family. You can find us on all the social media websites. I say websites, platforms, I mean. So our Heart of Worship is on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you type in JC May or JC May Music, you will find me there. But the biggest thing I want to announce is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. And it's going to be taking place in East London at The Ark. Now, tickets are currently on pause and they will go live again on the 22nd of October, where I will be hosting a webinar called The 7 Reasons Why We Worship. And if you attend that webinar, I have a little surprise for you. So please make sure that you go stay tuned to my Instagram page at JC May, where all the details for that will be released tomorrow. I promise. I thought they would be released today, but they haven't been. They're going to be released tomorrow, guaranteed. But with all that said, guys, I'm going to love you and leave you, and I'm going to see you all tomorrow. And so my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.